This is KCast, the Cayman Islands podcast. I'm Jason, and on the podcast, we always talk about how you can do things. Today, I'm speaking with Dr. McAfee, Miss Allison, and Miss Crystal from UCCI, who are just doing fantastic things at the University College of the Cayman Islands with continuing professional development. And we mentioned about how time is going to pass. What makes you special is what you choose to do with it. I quote the Goldbergs a little bit later on. And that the days are long, but the years are short. So take advantage of the free time that you have now, because it could make a big difference to who you are in just a short time. So today's podcast, all about how you can get involved with the continuing professional development and be a part of this lifelong learning campaign that they're pushing at UCCI. UCCI, it's good to see you guys again.
Good to see you, Jason.
Today, we're talking about how to advance your career. I think that's something all of us who are fortunate enough to have careers have felt. You know, you start off, you go to college, you get your experience, you get your great job, and now you're kind of like, how do you move up? And I think not maybe everybody knows the tools that are available to them right here in the Cayman Islands. Since Dr. McAfee has taken over, you've done incredible jobs, an incredible job of kind of opening up and offering new stuff. Tell us a little bit before we jump into this program specifically about some of the new aspects, new opportunities at UCCI.
Actually, a lot of what we're growing right now at UCCI would be continuing in professional development opportunities for adults. Sort
right.
of recognizing, as you said, that wherever we are in our life,
yeah.
whether it's for something that I'm interested in possibly learning cake decorating.
Right.
Or
you mentioned cake decorating a couple of times.
How to use my iPhone. I need a course right. on that.
Sure. How to switch from iPhone to Android.
Right.
That could
yes.
be a good
exactly.
class, right?
Or how to become a better leader.
Right.
Manager. All of those are opportunities that we know people are regularly looking for.
Sure.
And we want to make sure that we have an ongoing offering
sure.
of opportunities for them.
That's yeah. That's and you do these through yeah, you have master's programs, right?
We do.
And you could go get your master's degree.
Right.
But then you also offer these certifications? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Crystal. Allison, sorry, Allison.
No worries. Yeah, so we do a host of things because we realize that everybody is at a different stage in their career, a different
okay.
stage in their life. They've got different goals that they want to achieve.
Right.
For some of them, it might be an academic degree, might be a degree, master's degree.
Right.
For others, it might be the ACCA certification. It might
Which
be
is,
a CPA. It's an accounting certification.
Accounting, okay,
yeah.
so you can go get that.
Mm-hmm.
Great, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
so,
or you can get your CPA.
Right. So we used to do a lot of Becker training. We've gotten a lot of queries about that now. So again, we're really trying to be responsive to the industry.
Got it.
Right. To the people who are out there and they need these certifications, can't afford to fly off,
right.
sacrifice the time.
I'll tell you, they right next door to us, there's an accounting office. I've met a couple yeah. of the people who right. work there. They don't have their CPA or their AAC yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're putting in the big hours.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's it. And so you can go get that certification right here at UCCI. That's
right.
incredible.
Well, whatever that is, as you think about how the laws are changing, there's always things that are emerging, whether it's compliance
right,
right now
mm-hmm.
or new purchasing laws that went into effect with the public authorities law.
Right.
So there are pressing needs. And what we want to make sure at UCCI is that we're always reading the market.
Yeah.
And providing what people are needing.
That's it. Yeah, people are looking for these things. If you guys haven't right. changed the course offering catalog in 10 years.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Yep. And so let's just you know play the role of one of these girls that I know over there. How would they initiate this process? How expensive is it? Does it get really expensive?
It can really depend on what the course is, but at some point in time, I think you as a person, you as an organization, you say, okay, what's the value of this? What does this mean
right.
to me? What am I willing to pay for this qualification? How does this advance my career?
Yeah.
And am I willing to invest in it?
Right.
So it could be a $500 training workshop. It could be a $5,000 certification.
Yeah.
How does this help me? And what we're looking to do is to be able to explain that to people so that they can quantify those things.
Right.
So that you feel like investing this money, this time, making the sacrifice from your family side of things,
right.
that this is worth it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. And yeah. you know, I think about too, you're gonna people who have, you know, either you've been here your whole life or you've just recently moved here and you're gonna be here for a few years, you know, before you go off and make a ton of friends and do brunch every weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, you could put some time aside and pick up a certification, and, you know, and I know people who have done it. Yeah. You know, in the 13 years I've been here, mm-hmm. I know a couple people who have, you know, went on, got their master's degree, mm-hmm. started their own business, bought their house. You know, you put that time to good use, yeah. And you can really make a big change in your life.
Well, I can speak from personal experience when I went back within the last decade, let's say, okay. for my doctorate.
Nice. Where'd you get your undergrad from?
My undergraduate was, well, I went to community college first, good. Highland Community College. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I went to Iowa State University.
Iowa State. They were just here for the basketball thing
yes,
last year.
Cyclones, right?
That's yeah. right. Yes. And then where'd you get your grad?
My graduate degree was at DePaul University
well, hello.
In Chicago.
I've heard of that place.
Yes.
And then you say you went on to your doctorate.
My just doctorate yeah. at Drexel University.
Okay.
Although they had a campus in Sacramento. They're based out of Philly, but it was in their Sacramento campus. And right. I can tell you, I had a very big job running a campus at that point. Yeah. I was commuting from a couple hours a day sometimes wow. to my campus.
Yeah.
And I had a colleague who had started that doctoral program and said, why don't you come along with me? We could do this together.
Right, yeah, sure.
And I said, I can't. I'm too busy there. I have to focus on my job. And the whole time that he took to finish his doctorate,
yeah.
I kept saying, I don't have time.
Right, yeah, sure. Yeah. It's like my body. It's like my K-mask diet, right?
Exactly, right. And so finally, right, when he defended his dissertation, I decided that there were no more excuses yeah. left, and yeah. I could have been finishing at the same time.
Right.
So, I mean, there's that. And I think the other piece with continuing professional education that many people aren't aware that we offer at UCCI is contracted development with organizations.
Oh.
So a lot of times organizations will decide clearly that their most important asset is their people okay. and their ability to achieve their strategic plan and goal require
yeah.
some sort of growth and continuing development.
Oh, that's a great
staff.
Idea.
So they'll sit down with UCCI with their strategic plan mm. and build a talent development plan with us.
Great.
And so we can customize and build courses
so
like that too.
That's yeah. incredible. Yeah, I mean, they're bringing in new people. They've got to upgrade. They got to move these exactly. people up. Yeah. So to people just approach, let's just say I run one of these companies. Can I just come right to you guys yeah. and you guys help build the program and everything?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's yeah. great. Yeah. That's great.
Well, and the beauty of that is then we can offer the courses right at the employer's work site
yeah.
if desired, or if they want to integrate into programs that we're already offering, that's an option as
right,
well.
Right.
But, it's an interesting choice because when you're surrounded with people you work with every day, there's benefits of that because you can customize the learning around sort of real scenarios that exist within your workplace.
Sure.
There's also a huge benefit to coming to campus and spending time with people you don't know.
Right.
Yes. Who have different experiences as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And okay, so we've talked briefly just about like maybe these sort of the corporate certifications. What other certifications or like paths do you have? What other options are there?
Right. So there's shorter things, right? Workshops, seminars. You might not be interested in something that's going to take you 14 weeks. You might just need a one-day refresher course on right. customer service, on business report writing,
right.
On minute taking.
Okay.
Right? How many executive legal secretaries are there out there yeah. who are looking to upskill, yeah. right? And you don't necessarily need a certification for that. You might already have that. You need a refresher,
yeah.
right? A one-day seminar is something that the Professional Development Center can design, can offer, because we have the skill set amongst our faculty, and we've also got connections within industry. So if you need to pull that in and yeah. offer that, we can do that.
That's a good idea. Yeah. And then people can come in, sort of get a feel for what it feels like to be back to school again, maybe,
mm-hmm.
And then start thinking about some of the other offerings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is that the building that's kind of off to the right-hand side in your parking lot? When I'm looking at your main campus, you kind of off down to the right?
Yeah, to the right, yeah, like in the right? back, right above the library.
Yeah. And now this is something that's open to the public. Anybody can go in there and find out what's happening?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, an upcoming series of workshops that we have going on are in conjunction with FIU.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
tell me about the workshops.
So we're working on the Executive Certificate in Global Leadership. And we do that with FIU. They're the number one executive leadership development university in the U.S.
Wow.
So part of our goal is to always be sure that if we don't necessarily offer something right now, but that's what's needed here in the Cayman Islands, that we work with our tertiary partners across the world to deliver that education.
Okay.
And so, you know, I think that's an example of types of ongoing seminars and workshops that exist, that people can pick up a whole slew of them, or you can selectively choose.
And like when you accomplish one of these things, is this like where you would put that in the line that says, have you accomplished any other certificates or accomplishments? That's where you put that, like,
absolutely,
in your
resume. And on LinkedIn too, right?
That's exactly what I'm asking for.
Right. Well, and I think it helps people find you. LinkedIn is a great example of that, because as it's a highly recognized program.
Right.
So as you're recruiting talent, or you're trying to find someone to mentor you, or a colleague that has had similar experience, you know, what you find in programs like that is that you're more common.
Right.
You have shared experiences with others that you didn't even realize existed.
Right. Yeah.
And now you have colleagues from across the world.
Yeah.
As ongoing collaboration occurs.
Yeah. And, well, and that's what's true too. I mean, when we do, when we're hiring people, you know, you get their name, their what they've done, their years of experience. But, you know, the ones that stand out, that they, everyone looks the same. Communications, 20 years, work for this company, work for that company. But that extra little line at the bottom, those are the little, that's the little cherries on top, right?
It is. Well, and those are the people that will open doors for you, too.
Those are the people who are also ambitious enough to try to improve themselves.
Yeah, lifelong learners.
Right, that's it, exactly. Yeah.
Well, and I think that, I mean, if you were to talk to any HR professional, and I know as someone who's hired for many, many decades, what you really want is someone that has demonstrated they're a self-starter, that they've done things above and beyond what was expected of them.
Right.
And as we have the opportunity to hire very strong talent here in the Cayman Islands, it's important that you're able to distinguish yourself and to prove that you were the best candidate that was available.
Yeah.
And employers have to prove very clearly that they've hired the most talented person.
Yeah, and you know what I found here that tends to happen a lot as well is that they'll hire people from off island. They're looking for somebody very skilled, very, very, you know, it's got years of experience. Can't find anybody who can do it here. They bring you down here and you've worked for a major company. You've had a pretty senior position. You know, you were the top of your game, and they bring you down here, and then they assume that, you know, you are the end all be all of your knowledge of the industry. Well, the industry is constantly changing. Mm-hmm. You know, you come down here and you take 2 years, relax and feel like the smartest guy on the island. But in 2 years, that industry changes quite a bit.
Yep.
And a lot of places really don't, you know, they think that they're already investing in you. Mm-hmm. It may fall on your shoulders to invest back into yourself, keep yourself current. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because I can certainly say I know how much radio broadcasting has changed in 15 years, you know.
Well, technology has changed almost every profession.
We were still putting our commercials on tapes when I left.
Right.
And that's changed quite a bit. You know what else I think is cool is, like, you get like kind of very niche as well, like Microsoft courses in the development. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of those kind of other, you know, base level, base skill options you guys have.
Right. So, I mean, we will start from digital literacy, from introduction to computers, right? You might be in an organization and now there are more demands on your job. So you've got to up your skills. And we're actually looking at expanding our offerings in IT. So we've reached out to industry and said, okay, what is current?
Yeah.
What is up and coming? What does the industry really want? And so we're looking at offering those things, CompTIA A+, Network Plus, cloud-based things, right? Everything is going to the cloud nowadays.
Sure.
Microsoft 365, Microsoft 2016. Mm. So you might have a certification from Microsoft 2003, right? You need to up those skills. And we can offer those things because we have certified people who can teach them.
Yeah.
And again, the connections within industry to be able to offer them if we don't have them on campus.
And you know what else too is, I think about, you know, those all, gotta know how to use Microsoft, gotta know how to do email. But these days, gotta know how to run social media as well.
Yes.
That's a big thing now.
Yeah.
So maybe some courses, intro to social media, how to work, all that sort of stuff. I imagine probably coming sometime in the future. If people are, is there financial assistance for this at all? How does that work? Not really. I mean,
it depends.
Every case is different.
Right. I think it depends upon the type of program that you're selecting to study with us,
mm-hmm.
based upon the range of offerings that you may be taking. Sometimes you will have tuition assistance from your employer as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And, and coming back to the Eagle, right? Yeah. A lot of civil servants have come through the Eagle program.
What's the Eagle?
It's the Executive Certificate in Global Leadership. So we call it Eagle.
Okay, Eagle. All right. I like it. Sure.
Teaching you acronyms
about
today.
The rest.
I like it. Okay. And
the portfolio of the civil service has recognized the value of this program, this certificate, and has funded civil servants to come through the program.
Great.
So, you know, if they're looking at expanding and upskilling themselves, this is an opportunity that, you know, I would encourage them to take advantage of.
When is the Eagle program start? You run over the summer.
It's running right now.
Yeah. And how many weeks is it? How long is that?
So it's 8 months long, okay. But you come in once a month, one Friday, one Saturday, 9 to 4. I mean, that's not hard, right?
That's very small, yeah. That's not much.
And again, you know, if you don't need the full 8 modules, you can come in and do one module. Like, let's say one thing is specific to your job, and that's really what you need to focus in on. Yeah. You can come and take the one module. But if you want the full-on certificate, it's 8 months, which sounds long. But again, you know, it's the one weekend out of the month, Friday and Saturday.
It's like 8 days. Yeah, it's a week.
Exactly. Right. And it's a lot of discussion. And again, being able to converse with people who have shared experiences, but in different fields, and you start to have that discussion with people, it really opens your mind to new opportunities. Yeah. And I think you come away just a more rounded person, and you can really add to your organization after you go through a program like Eagle.
You know, when I was in college, I wasn't a huge fan. You know, I did high school. I got through high school to get into college and got into college to get out. And then I got my job, and now I've worked my way up. While I was beginning in my early years of my career, my partner, she was going to college for the first time. She was a little older, and I remember being really taken by how her age had given her more value in what she was doing in college. So she finished college with straight A's. Mm-hmm. And then went on, got her master's because she's a teacher. And now as you get older, you know, I think the opportunity to go back and learn more, you almost value it more and you get more out of it.
Yeah, that's been my experience.
Right. It almost
as well.
Is, you know, because you get so used to running the company and keeping things to improve yourself and learn how to do things better is really something I would be, you know, I would be interested in.
Yeah, I think you would see that your motivation level, Jason, probably would be very different now than it was, particularly if you're at UCCI.
Right, sure.
But I would say to you, as someone who has served adults going back to school in both degree programs as well as certificate and continuing education, the ability to connect the dots have already created, with now what you're learning in the classroom, it really matters.
That's so true. I think now, you know, it took me from when I started and I thought I knew everything to now 20 years where I am now. It took me a while to figure out how everything works together.
Yeah, right.
To learn the full scope of how yin affects yang, A works for B, and C. Mm-hmm. So when you be able to connect the dots like that, then to be able to transition that into some new material must be fun to watch students achieve.
Well, it is. And what we know is that learning is a social process.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so coming together, because you can, I mean, let's be honest, there's all kinds of continuing professional education that people partake in every day. They may not think of it that way. So, for example, I get daily news feeds about what's happening around the world in tertiary education.
Right.
That's important to me to take time in the morning to do that.
I was gonna say, boring.
But, you know, some of my best ideas, I can seem brilliant because know that this is happening?
Right.
But I also need to read the local newspaper.
Sure.
I need to understand what's happening around the world and how that's shaping what's happening in the Cayman Islands and what that means to adults and our students. And then I'm going to read a book. I meet a colleague. They share something with me that was particularly beneficial to them. But the idea is that we want to create situations where you're surrounded by people that you might not ever meet.
Right.
Who have different ideas and ways of thinking about the world that maybe you haven't.
Sure.
Those types of programs, whether they're leadership development programs or they're formal classroom settings where you're asked to share a perspective or an idea or explore a topic in a different way,
right,
are the moments when you really realize that not everybody thinks about the world the way I do.
Right, for sure.
And maybe I'm not 100% right,
That's it.
So,
and I think as a 40-year-old, I wouldn't be quite as shy to voice my opinion in the lecture hall as I was when I was 18.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
It sounds fantastic. Remind everyone where we can find more details about all of the programs.
Right, so you can visit our website, www.ucci.edu.ky.
Yeah.
You can give us a ring at 623-8224. The 8224 is UCCI. We were very clever with that, weren't we?
Yeah, look, they like to have a flow or something.
Yeah. You can email us at info@ucci.edu.ky, nice. And we can funnel your query to the right person.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, reach out to us. You can even reach out to us on Facebook, on Instagram.
Right, so what is the next time things are getting going here? Like, when's the next enrollment period?
Right. Our summer session is actually about to start on Monday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Good.
There's
okay,
still
good.
Time for you,
so
Jason.
You still got a hospital. Yeah. Okay, but good. So where are we? It's May, right?
It's May. What month? Yes.
I have no idea what month it is. All right. So it's about to start in May. Runs through
about end of June.
Oh, wow. It's like 2 months.
Well, and the beginning of that is, right, don't wait. Don't be like me, where my colleague went through and completed his degree, and then I finally started mine. I mean, if within a matter of days, you can start, and within a matter of weeks, have your first course
That's good. I saw something last night that said days are long, but years are short.
Yes.
So use your long days wisely, because the years will pay off.
Yeah.
It was on the Goldbergs last night.
Nice.
Wasn't liking it.
When somebody says something, that time will pass.
Yeah.
What you do with it depends on you.
That's exactly it.
Right.
That's exactly it. Yeah. All right. Make sure you check out everything that UCCI offers. Guys, thank you so much. I think you guys laid out pretty well how to go back to school.
Great.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.